Welcome to Talk of the Bay. I'm Christine Barrington. Othering has always been an issue in human civilization, and the world is full of people who reflexively think different is synonymous with wrong. Luckily, the world is also full of people who seek to reach out with curiosity and build bridges of understanding over chasms of fear and distrust. My guests for this show are part of this global web of understanding, and they are leading efforts here in Santa Cruz to create new outcomes for challenging social problems through the cultivation of empathy with programs offered in partnership with the Conflict Resolution Center of Santa Cruz County, an event they offered this summer at the MA called Let's Talk About It, offered innovative ways to find common threads through conversation. It was deeply impactful for those who experienced it, and through the ripple effect, new programs are being birthed in its wake, and we are here to talk about it. So my guests tonight are the Venerable Tenzin Choki, who is a certified teacher of Compassion Cultivation Training and the Cultivating Emotional Balance Program. She teaches workshops and programs that bridge the worlds of Buddhist thought, contemplative practice, mental and emotional cultivation, and the latest research in the field of positive psychology. She is passionate about social justice and has taught in prisons in the United States and internationally. She is featured right here on K-Squid on a monthly radio show called Reflections in Buddhism, and she serves as a training and curriculum specialist at the Conflict Resolution Center of Santa Cruz County. Tenzin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great. I'm going to turn you up a little more. All right. Our next guest is Alaya Vautier. Is that how I say your last name?
Yes, that's
all
correct.
All right. Vautier, who earned a graduate degree in international policy studies with a specialization in conflict resolution and negotiation. She has years of experience applying her training in a variety of challenging community settings. She serves as the Conflict Resolution Center's Restorative Justice Programs Director. She also designs and leads trainings on communication, conflict resolution, and restorative justice for the center, and she facilitates mediations and dialogues with youth in the juvenile justice system. Welcome, Alaya.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And we also have two other guests who are interns at the Conflict Resolution Center who attended the Let's Talk About It event this summer and were deeply impacted by it. Our first guest is Andy Ray, an intern, as I said, at the Conflict Resolution Center, and participated as one of the dialogue partners at the Let's Talk About It event representing their non-binary identity. Thank you, Andy, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And finally, on the phone, we have Tyler Drogan, who was inspired by attending the Let's Talk About It event to become an intern at the Conflict Resolution Center and is organizing a new project, which we will be hearing more about in the first half of the show. Tyler, are you there? Welcome to the show.
I'm here. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, thanks for joining us. And where are you at right now? Are you actually in Texas?
No, I'm not in Texas. I'm here in Santa Cruz.
You're here in Santa Cruz. All right. Well, thank you. All right. Yeah. I had heard somebody might be coming all the way from calling from Austin. So anyway, thank you to all of my guests. And so Tenzin and Alaya, I'd like to start with the two of you to introduce our listeners to the Let's Talk About It event so that they understand the context of why I wanted to have the show. I interviewed you along with Suki Vessling about the event. I was super inspired and I couldn't go. And I wanted to do a follow-up because it sounded incredibly valuable. So I guess we'll start with you, Tenzin. Could you tell our listeners what this event was?
Sure. And we were inspired actually by a couple of similar ventures. Alaya had shared an article with all of us in our Conflict Resolution Center staff about a project called the Human Library, where people were brought together for 30-minute conversations, people of different identities. It started in Europe during the Syrian refugee crisis to try and build some bridges between the Syrian refugees and then the people in Northern Europe, the countries where the refugees were resettling. And so we were kind of inspired, and it started a conversation, and we thought of all of the, you know, misunderstandings of people with that represent certain identities in our own community. And the idea kind of took off from there, starting with an idea of having these 30-minute conversations, because the idea is if you meet another human being face-to-face and just talk to them and really kind of tune into their humanity, you can no longer hold these really solid, stereotypical views of them. So that was kind of the jumping off point of the whole idea. And then we added a couple of other activities as well to the event, and partnered with the MA that immediately agreed that it would be a wonderful thing to have in the community. So that's kind of how the project got started.
Wow. And so, Alaya, you helped create this event. What would you like to share with us about what inspired you in putting this together, and what might you add to what Tenzin shared?
Well, you read the news, you look at social media, and you see so much frustration and angst, and it feels like we're in low-grade civil war in this country, and you see all the anti-gay bills, anti-trans bills, and it's like we're in a culture war, and it feels really uncomfortable. No matter what side of the war you happen to be on, it feels like we're being torn apart at our fabric. And so it inspired me, if we can start to mend that fabric and bring people together who have strong ideas about each other, or preconceived stereotypes or wrong ideas about each other,